Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas today called on Hamas to form a new government. That's after its huge victory in this week's Palestinian parliamentary elections. The losing Fatah movement has for now ruled out serving in a Hamas-led government, and Israel has ruled out peace talks with Hamas. Meantime, angry Fatah demonstrators in the Gaza Strip took to the streets to protest their movement's Election Day loss. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
On Thursday, Fatah supporters seemed shocked and dazed by the size of Hamas's victory. Tonight in Gaza City, surprise turned to anger. In Gaza City, hundreds of irate Fatah supporters waving the yellow Fatah flag set cars on fire, hurled rocks, and called for Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas to resign. Others shouted for corrupt Fatah officials to step down. Gaza City Fatah supporter Kamal Abu Fouz says the movement is paying the price for what became a widespread culture of corruption. He says people have the right to be angry at fraud that went far deeper than simply pocketing cash.
Anybody who wanted a job had to know somebody inside Fatah, and that was more important than your qualifications. This was inside every ministry, and it all reflected badly on Fatah.
Today, Ismail Haniyeh, a senior Hamas official, said he asked to meet with Abbas on Sunday to talk about forming a new government. Abbas's spokesman said there was, as yet, no meeting planned, but it is already clear that Fatah will not be part of the new government. Hind Khoury is a senior member of Fatah.
My understanding is Fatah will not go into coalition with Hamas because Hamas has a very comfortable majority.
Two polls out today in Israeli newspapers show deep divisions within Israeli society about whether to deal with a Hamas-led government. Acting Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert said there would be no talks, quote, with a Palestinian administration if even part of it is an armed terrorist organization. Ronan Gissin is a senior Israeli political advisor.
As long as this organization continues to support and act on behalf of its covenant that it's chartered, calling for the destruction of the state of Israel, as long as it continues to remain a terrorist organization, as long as its preaching in the mosque is hatred towards Israel and a war that can only end when the Jewish people are completely destroyed, there's nothing to negotiate with this organization.
Israel's acting foreign minister, Zippy Livni, today said Hamas's win slammed shut a peace opening created by Israel's pullout from Gaza last summer. Hamas's leaders see Israel's unilateral withdrawal as a victory for its strategy of armed resistance. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Jerusalem.